Oh no, don't turn around. There aren't any actors here. Just a voice and a clock. A voice and a clock. You see, the actors are you.
Or maybe a neighbor boy.
And the only stage setting we need is a boy. You can't quite see this boy because he isn't here. He's a boy back home, your own son. Or maybe a neighbor boy. Or some lad you know in a town in South Dakota or Minnesota or in Iowa. No, all we have here is a voice and a clock and you and this boy in your mind. Now let's look at this boy in your mind for a moment. He's a cub or a boy scout, or maybe he's an explorer scout. Or maybe he isn't. He's a boy in a den, or a patrol, or an explorer crew. Or is he? He's in uniform, and he's growing in character, developing in citizenship. And above all, he's having fun.
A voice?
Or is he? Or is he a boy we just haven't reached far enough to bring into scouting? A voice, a clock, a boy, and you. Now let's look at him again. We'll say he is in uniform. We've reached him. He's a member of the largest boys' organization in the world. And you can say that we've done our job. We've extended the program of scouting to the boys in our area. But now, have we? Let's look again. Look at him. Is he having fun in the outdoors? Adventure, romance, a challenge to grow, a chance to lead, training in citizenship, comradeship, health, recognition, satisfaction. Is he getting the real scout program? Look at him now. Does he just belong to a scout troop or a cub pack, or is he really getting scouting? And only you can answer that. You and the boy. Well, there he stands. He's 8, he's 11, or he's 14. But he doesn't just stand there. Remember the clock? When you're 30 or 40 or 50, that tick is pretty distinct, isn't it? But when you're 15, the time goes really very fast. And when you're 12, it just flies. But when you're only 8, the only time there is right now. In this modern age, things don't stand still. Airplanes fly faster than the speed of sound. Your voice can be heard round the world in a split fraction of a second. And an atomic explosion can destroy an entire area in a 16th of a second. Doesn't leave much time, does it? So that's where this voice comes in. This is the voice in the back of your head, your conscience, that says you can't wait too long to reach out and touch that boy. And when you've touched him, you can't wait to give him the real thing. You can't wait to give him training. You can't wait to take him hiking and camping. You can't wait to teach him the ideals and objectives of scouting. And when we do give them to him, we can't even hesitate to pat ourselves on the back, because this boy has a younger brother and a neighbor who's just a little younger. And there's another boy in another town who's waiting. Our community and our nation and the future of the world stands here beside us with a voice, a clock, and a boy. God give us the strength and the courage to do the job.